I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us right now here on WEEI is Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Hunter Henry, we saw you getting shaken up in the game yesterday. I know you finished the game yesterday. How are you feeling today after getting shaken up a bit?
I'm feeling good.
We saw yesterday a tough loss for the Patriots, another tough loss. Exciting play at the end of regulation for Drake May. I know you've been a part of some crazy plays in your career. Is that the craziest, wildest 12-second play you've ever been a part of?
Yes, for sure.
Well, and that was one, too, where it looked like you got pushed out of bounds or kind of ran out of bounds and realized that, hey, you can't get back in the play. So sort of a heads-up sort of checkout. It looked like Drake May might have been looking at you, but at that point, like, what's going through your head? How are you, like, communicating to him that, like, you're not eligible anymore?
I kind of try to wave my hands a little bit just to make sure he knows, but it was dumb on me. I got to be better and try to keep myself alive.
We've seen a big discussion today. Rob Mayo's been asked about it, the decision to go for two or kick an extra point at the end of regulation. Did you want to go for two there as an offense?
You know, I ride with what Mayo's decision is, go to overtime and try to win it in overtime. So, you know, we weren't able to do that, and we got to be better in that situation.
Did you know that was the decision, like, all drive? Is that, when do you find out that you're going for the extra point and not going for two? Is that communicated early in the drive, or do you find out kind of as it's happening?
No, I'm just focused on, we were just trying to score a touchdown and just try to extend the game. So, you know, Mayo and the coaches, they'll make that decision. I'm just focused on what I got to do and what my job is.
How confident are you guys in your two-point place, like your whatever your bag of tricks is for two-point conversions?
I feel good about all plays, man. So, you know, AVP is a great – he's got a lot of great schemes, a lot of great things going for him. So, I feel good about all of them.
How did you feel Drake May played in the game? Jones and I have been going back and forth on it today. A lot of great stuff. Obviously, turnovers that, you know, he would like to get cleaned up. But overall, just his third start, what did you think of his performance?
Yeah, I thought it was great. I mean, obviously, like you said, he's going to learn a lot from some of those turnovers and just crucial times. But, I mean, he just competes hard. He, you know, never gives up. He always gives you a chance. So it's fun to go out there and compete with a guy like that.
Hunter Henry, Patriots tight end, joining us here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. It's Patriots Monday. Sticking with Drake May, he's running kind of wild early on in the game. He just came back from a concussion. At any point, are you watching and concerned about his health or some of the hits he's taking?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to continue to learn that he's you know, the compilation of the hits throughout the whole game, throughout the season. He's going to learn, you know, when to get down, when to, you know, keep running in a way. He's going to continue to get smarter at that, but he'll get better at it.
What's the atmosphere like in the locker room over recent weeks? I mean, it seems like it's been a bit of a roller coaster. You know, the head coach calls the team soft. You come back out the next week, you get a big win, snap a losing streak, and then you go on the road and, you know, you're that close and end up losing a game in overtime. But locker room, plane ride, all that stuff, how's that going?
Everything's great. We've got a great locker room. Obviously, not where we want to be as a team, as a record, at all. We're never going to, you know, celebrate any of these, anything like this. We've got to be a lot better. And I think everybody, we've been having good weeks of practice. We just got to, you know, keep translating it to the football field on Sundays. You know, we're young. We got a mix of guys kind of in the middle of their careers, new here, just trying to put all the pieces together, and we got to do that consistently on Sunday, and we just haven't been able to do that consistently.
Trade deadline's tomorrow. Joshua Uche already traded. A lot of rumors about your team, your teammates. Do you anticipate any more moves?
I have no idea. I'm just locked in on what I got to do.
Has it changed at all since you've entered the league? It does seem like more and more trades are happening at the deadline. The deadline continues to get backed up. It seems like there's more activity league-wide than there was 5, 10, certainly 20 years ago. How have you seen that change since you entered the league?
Yeah, there seems like there definitely is a little bit more movement, especially among the older veteran players that are just established and really good football players too, especially in the middle of the season. you know, it's it changes the game up a little bit, but it's you know, it's good. It can be a good thing for a lot of teams in a lot of ways.
How do you guys find out about it, whether it's a player being traded away or even like a new teammate coming in? Do you read about it like on Twitter or like at a team meeting? They sort of explain to you what's going on. I'm always curious how you guys find out.
I either have people tell me or you find out from guys like you guys, the media. So I don't, you know, usually, especially if we're not in the building, you usually find out from friends or family or media.
Something I stumbled into over the weekend playing video games, as any 40-year-old with two kids would be doing. I was playing the college football video game, and in the Ultimate Team section, they allow you to – there's, like, different challenges with great college football players of the past. And there I am scrolling through, and boom, Hunter Henry for Arkansas pops up, and
wow.
You can run a few challenges and play as Hunter Henry. Did they reach out to you and ask you about being in the game, or how did that all work out?
No, I've never got a phone call or anything, knowing I'm in the game. So I don't know. I might have to follow up.
I think they owe you some money. There it is, Hunter Henry. They got the whole thing. Arkansas, number 84. They have like a breakdown of like different stats that you had throughout your time there. So I think you're entitled to at least a copy of the game. I mean, maybe
a free copy.
Yeah.
Maybe 50 bucks.
Yeah. I think I've played it a little bit. I'm not a big video gamer anymore.
Okay.
Right, very good.
Well, Hunter Henry, we appreciate the time. As always, best of luck this week against the Chicago Bears. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right, Hunter Henry joining us here on Patriots Monday on WEEI.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.